Good morning, DFW. It is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. I would do the Sean voice, but yeah, I got the allergy thing going on right now. A little scratchy.
Make you more apt at doing the Sean voice?
But it hurts. So it hurts to do the Sean voice, right?
Yeah. Probably doesn't hurt as much as Sean does right now.
That's true. He didn't say a word yesterday, Poppy. So I assume everything went off without a hitch.
Yeah, I mean, literally went off. Yeah, just a little.
Yep.
Sounds that way. Dr. Jerry rounded the corner and went, all right, Sean.
Sean, hand me your bag.
Get over here, you mosquito. It's time to circumcise you.
So Sean got the snip, and he'll be back on Monday. But, I didn't hear. He didn't say anything in the group chat.
I texted him separately. Let me see what I said to him and if he was super graphic or not. I can't remember. I'd asked him, how was it go? I said, how was the snip? And then I used the scissors emoji. And he said, easy and fast. A lot like Sean, you know what I mean? but feeling of getting kicked there, building a little. Ugh. That doesn't sound like a slow build of like you've been kicked. That doesn't sound fun.
Just sit there with you gotta sit there with a bag of peas on your junk, from what I'm told, or like an ice pack.
Are you ever going to get it done?
Nope.
Never?
Nope.
Me either.
Catholic, man. We don't believe in birth control.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, there are so many other areas of the Catholic life that you ascribe to.
All of them. No, I subscribe to that one because I don't want to get it done, and that's the easy way to say I don't want to get it done. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, get religious.
It's just like when you were you were trying to help Sean find tax benefits for his house, and you were like, do you ever pray? Prayer room. That's your religious room.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. When it's beneficial to me and it gets me out of a jam, hey, listen, I might as well be the Pope.
Who's the Pope, Peyton? That's Catholic guy, right?
Yeah, the Catholic guy.
Catholic guy.
By the way, 820 today.
Oh, my.
820 today.
How young is Peyton
Russell?
All right. That's it. Be a good one. It's going to be a good one. So Sean is out today, tomorrow, recovering from, and I told him yesterday, I was like, man, I think from what I heard, it's going to smell like burnt skin.
That's just gross.
And he was like, shut up, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, didn't he say, Don't ever talk to me about anything going on in my life, because you just make me feel worse.
I just didn't slurp him like you did.
That's right.
So that means he's not going to be there tomorrow for our firehouse tour in Denton.
Denton. We will be out there in Denton, myself, Bobby Belt, and then Eric Chiafalo will join us.
Ooh.
And we're going to have these amazing insulated cooler bags, Sean and RJ coolers, insulated coolers. What's the address, Bobby?
It is 1401 Underwood Street in Denton. And so I know we got a big Denton contingent. So
yes, I've already been told by about half a dozen Tolos that I'm friends. That were friends and Tolos that they'll be out there.
Yeah, so it'll be a great time. Denton Fire Station number 3. We will have G-bag flags. We're gonna have the insulated lunch coolers that we're giving away. I think we'll have breakfast, and it'll be a really good time. And if you guys come out, you know, the incentive, you come out and during the commercial breaks, we can tell you all the things we've been trying to blink like Morse code to you on the fan cam about like, you know, hey, this is what's really been going on couple days.
That's true. It's been a wild. Have you caught up?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much caught up.
Yeah.
But I mean, inevitably, there's a new call that comes in where it's like somebody who hasn't contacted me yet. And they're like, whoa, hey, what just happened? I just saw all this pop up.
I don't know how people who have actual like jobs and stuff handle their emails. So like I can't sit there and just do like tedious email or text responses. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So like yesterday I was like I ended the show and I think I had, so I got, I woke up in the morning, I had like 30 unread texts still that I hadn't gotten to before. The next day, so yesterday after the show, I was in the 50s. And then I hadn't even gotten to like Facebook messages and DMs on Instagram and Twitter. So I tried to get through that yesterday, and I finally just said, I just hit
read all or mark all as read.
And I just said, I'm done. I can't. So I apologize. Like, I can't do it.
I'll tell you.
I don't know how these people do it. I don't know how Schefter does it.
Well, I'll tell you the most uncomfortable touching of base that I got over the last couple days. It was actually last night when I arrived to the Star. It was at Cowboys Club for Cowboys Crosstalk. And Ivan, who used to work here with us, and who is now that he's the engineer for the Cowboys Crosstalk broadcast, and he does the engineering for the Spanish broadcast for the Cowboys. Well.
And he was the one that Warren Sharp had a problem with being in the...
Yes, yeah. Who's the Cowboys official? That's Ivan. But I mean, I guess we're all paid by Jerry, so...
That's right.
Ivan, Ivan had texted me at 6:37 as I was pulling up, and he said, "Yo, are you coming today?" And then he sends another text, and he goes, "Some guy just walked up and said Jerry is asking for you." And I was like, LOL, yes, I'm heading in.
LOL.
I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Jerry's asking for me. And then he goes, "Okay, I'll let him know." I was like,
"Now, okay, see the second whatever. Response." Now you're getting Bobby's starting to sweat here.
So I get over to the elevator and I press it. You go up to the second floor for Cowboys Club. I press it, and when the elevator door opens, there is a earpiece security individual in that elevator, and that. He, as it like the doors open, he puts his hand out and he goes, "You gotta wait. We're securing the elevator. We're trying to get somebody upstairs." And then the door closes. Like that might now I'm now Jerry might be here.
Yeah, because you don't want to be you don't want to be like in an elevator. That's
security
where,
will like has occasionally for Jerry block off the elevator. "Hey, nobody right now. You gotta wait. We're securing the elevator for somebody." So now I'm like, okay. So I get upstairs and I go over and I see Ivan. And when I get up there, he goes, "Did he come find you?" I was like, "Uh-huh, very funny." And Ivan goes, "No." He's like, "I've never seen the guy." He's like, "But he walked up. He was in a tie." And he goes, "Hey, is Bobby Belt here tonight? Is he here?" And I was like, "He usually is, but I mean, he's not here right now." And he goes, "Okay, because Jerry wants to talk to him before the show, if possible." And he's like, "When should I come back?" He's like, "I mean, a couple of minutes. He should be here any second." And so I was like, now I'm getting a little uneasy. And I'm like, okay, like, I've never had this happen. This is unusual.
This is remarkable.
You think I'm an idiot?
So clearly my bladder starts pressing on me a little. I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. Give me a sec. Yeah.
Toots of nervousness.
So I go in there and I come back out. And I sit down and I'm like, I guess I'll just wait here for whoever this guy is. Maybe this guy's playing a bit and he's screwing with Ivan
God,
or
how
something.
Great would that be?
So I'm sitting there and then Ivan.
He just puts an AirPod in and makes it sound look all official.
Ivan walks back up and I go, "Okay, so what did this guy look like?" And Ivan goes, And I go, "UD." And he's like, I was trying to keep a straight face longer I could. But he had deadpan for a good 5 minutes pretty effectively that Jerry was in the building and looking for me.
So I've done that Cowboys happy hour show a number of times. Jerry, it's not uncommon for Jerry to be in there.
No, like he's in.
He'll be in there times a year.
At first it's like, but the initial text from Ivan, I was not buying. And he said, "I could tell you weren't buying it." So he's like, I had to really lean in and sell. He effectively sold it. If I need somebody to lie for me about a crime I've committed or something else, I would 100% enlist Ivan because he didn't crack very easily.
I remember one time Jerry was in there and like he was having dinner and we got the word, you cannot say who he's having dinner with. It was like another official.
Sean.
No, it was like a head of state kind of thing or head of the league. Just can't say who he's having dinner with. Oh, okay. All right. I didn't recognize who he was having dinner with anyway, so it didn't matter. But I was like, "Oh, all right,
joke's
sure.
on you. You think I'm more cultured than I am.
I would have no idea who this person is anyway. You could have told me. You could have told me it was one of Peyton's popes, and I would have had
great guy.
No idea. So how was the Cowboys happy hour with
Looney? No, it was Joe Looney.
Caught part of it because my buddy TK said, "Has Bobby been drinking?" And I did notice you were talking a little fast.
But I talk fast in general.
Yeah,
that's not usually related to alcohol.
But it could have been. You never know.
Really fast is usually related to if I get into a question where I start blah, 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 blah.
You're skipping words.
I noticed that listening back on one that I asked where I was like, what did I just say? A lot of times they've said something, and so it's not a question I've prepared,
right.
And I'm following up, and then it's That's when you hear my ADHD commentary rambling unfiltered, where I'm just having to ask the question as it's coming into my head.
Absolutely.
And so that's what that was. But no, Joe was great. I didn't even realize it. Found out he's a high school teacher now. He's a history teacher in Frisco ISD.
He was always somebody that could talk in front of a group of
big
people.
Personality. And I mean, we had a lot of good conversations. One of the things we talked about with him and Nate both was like the idea of how do you have these big, colorful personalities, like this bright, shining personality, and still, like, do you run into ever coaches or talent evaluators who tried to tell you, all right, you don't care enough about the game? Like, was that ever misunderstood? And so they had a lot of really good perspective, a lot of fun talking to both Nate and Joe Looney. If you want to go back and check it out, you can check it out on just search Cowboys Crosstalk, and I'm sure the episode's out there, the podcast's out there. I know you did a podcast yesterday or an actual broadcast that I caught up on. You got to see, you got to talk to the one and only Dan Patrick.
I did. Joe Looney, career earnings, $10 million, it seems like.
Woo!
All right, good for him. Good for him.
And they say teachers don't make that much.
I know, right? I better change up that child support then if that's that kind of catch.
That better be reversed.
Yeah, the Dan Patrick appearance was super cool. Super cool. And I was trying to find a place to do the interview in. And I initially went into this studio because it's got the webcam, but that doesn't work.
Yeah, I couldn't tell where you were. Were you in here?
I was in there because that one doesn't work. For some reason, the microphone wasn't connected. So I go in there and I don't usually get like at all nervous on these things, and I got a little bit like anxious.
He's a legend.
Right before he is. I'll tell you, he does a great job of making it not seem like an interview at all. Like, he did a great job of making you feel comfortable. And the whole setup is, I mean, they got 16 people talking to you before the interview starts.
The whole production, baby.
Dead silence. Nobody in the back is having any conversation. Now, maybe they just had their mics off and I couldn't hear it, but it was cool. It was pretty cool. I got a lot of people that saw it. Apparently, one guy said, I didn't get a chance to see this because I tried to go back, but the way they spliced it up, I couldn't see the whole production. They're like, I think they used your high school yearbook photo as your...
Oh my gosh, really? I was listening to it. I didn't actually look at the video. Now I've got to go look at the video.
They said it was like the segment leading in.
Where is that Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons photo of you?
Yeah, probably. it would have been the segment leading into.
Oh my gosh, I'm definitely.
So we're going to find this out and see what photo they used.
I'm definitely going to look this up.
Our guy Chris Mack that we had on from Pittsburgh. He's the one that told me that. He goes, I'm pretty sure they used your high school yearbook photo. That's how old the picture was.
Well, damn. It was a big day interviews for us. And then we got a big day interviews coming up today. We got DeMarcus Ware at 7:40 today. We recorded with him yesterday mm-hmm. afternoon.
It's just going to cut into the Neighborhood Watch.
It's going to be part of the Neighborhood Watch.
Okay.
Because DeMarcus Ware, he's going to talk football with us, but he's also going to talk about a community outreach effort that he's doing in Grapevine today. You can actually go meet DeMarcus Ware in Grapevine later today. We'll tell you about that, and he'll tell you about it. At 9 o'clock, John Morosi talking a little bit of baseball. And then 9:20, the play-by-play voice of probably the greatest college football team since the early 2000s Miami Hurricanes. Texas Longhorns. It is Craig Way. So it's a loaded show today, Chuck.
It might be a bit of a stretch, but it'll be good to talk to Craig.
I mean, apparently, the SEC is the greatest conference ever. So if they're the greatest team in the greatest conference, we're awesome.
That's fair. That's a good point. It is a big day though. And then of course, we'll get into some of the baseball that happened last night, where the Dodgers just put a complete baseball game together. We're halfway home in both of the league championship series, and also a little NBA. Kyrie has embraced the loneliness of leadership. We'll get into that next year on 105 Through the Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Shohei 16 for his last 19 with runners in scoring position. That's where Smith is on second. The pitch is hit high in the air, right field, hooking toward the pole, and this ball is fair and gone. Shohei Ohtani unloads a three-run home run here in the top of the eighth inning. His second of the postseason, makes it 7-0 L.A.
I don't know how they can claim that we're bought and paid for by Jerry Jones, and then yet you don't hear the same thing about those announcers, that they're bought and paid for by Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers. The way they just gave out a fake statistic like that, that Shohei's 16 of 19.
Go home, Dodgers.
With runners and scores. There's no way that's a real stat.
You're right. It's a fake stat because he's now 17 of 20.
There's no way that's a real stat.
It's a real stat. Shohei with a home run, a meaningless home run. They're up 4-0. It's the same as the Judge home run the other night when they're up 4-2 in the seventh or eighth. It doesn't count for their, they're fine now. They're fine. They're not fine. Shohei is a monster. Shohei, I think, is 0 for 23 with the bases empty right now. Without runners in scoring position.
That also sounds like a made-up stat.
And he's 17 of 20 with runners in scoring position. It's an insane. Those are insane. It's like, nobody's on. I'm just going to go up here and just mail in an at-bat. Oh, we got somebody on? Lock in, kids. Wild. It's crazy. By the way,
does that make you at all, because you're not one who believes in clutch, right?
I believe
you believe in they stay the same and others crumble.
Right. So I believe a little more in choking.
So what the hell's that?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
That seems statistically impossible.
It does seem statistically impossible. It doesn't seem really all that possible at all, because 17 of 20, I think it's 775. It's like a 775 average.
It's ridiculous. The 17 to 20?
Yeah.
No, that's 85%.
Well, I guess it would be. So Shohei hits a home run. The Dodgers wind up winning this game over the Mets. 8-0. And they have a 2-1 series lead. They could wrap it up, theoretically, in New York here over the weekend. We get back to game number 3 in the American League Championship Series. That's today from Cleveland, 4 o'clock. And then you'll have the Dodgers and the Mets as the night game. But Kike Hernandez hit a home run. Kike Hernandez now has 15 career playoff home runs.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? 15 career playoff home runs. That's more than Aaron Judge has.
Man, and it's always been funny to look at the numbers for guys who are like, you take somebody who you wouldn't normally think of as being the greatest hitter of all time or anything, but then like in the playoffs or in the postseason, like you say, the whole thing of others crumble and they kind of stay the same. When you look over the history of it, like, are people gonna guess in 30 years or whatever, is it gonna be an easy answer to say all the different postseason trivia answers that Nelson Cruz is the answer for?
That's a great point, because, you know, we have so many more games now in the postseason. So, for example, Kike has the same amount of home runs in the playoffs as Babe Ruth. Now, like, granted, it was...
Right, but you know, still.
He's got more than Aaron Judge, more than David Justice, more than Max Muncy, more than Justin Turner, more than Giancarlo Stanton, of all the active guys that are out there. It's pretty remarkable. He is a... He comes up with some big, big hits.
Well, and like, I remember, so the year Nelson Cruz had the fly ball incident, the 2011 World Series, everybody obviously was crushing him for that. But what was fascinating about that year was you're not even there without Nelson Cruz because of how dominant he was during the postseason run.
He was the league championship series MVP. It's like, it would be like getting upset with Adolis last year in the playoffs in the World Series if he did something wrong.
Sure.
Based, because, I mean, he was so good in the ALCS.
Yeah, and that year, Nelson Cruz had, I think, twice as many home runs as anybody else in Major League Baseball that were go-ahead. They either took the lead or tied the game in the seventh inning or later. Like, he was a monster that year in the clutch.
Yes. Yes, he was. So, that it is funny how you sometimes see, you know, players just do things in the postseason. It's a must-win for Cleveland tonight. They got Matthew Boyd going. He's, you know, probably their best pitcher at this point. And he's going to go. So that's a must win for them. They lose that game and go down 3-0. I don't know how they could come back. It's happened once before, and it's the same team they'd be coming back against, but I don't know how that would happen. Bobby, take us through Kyrie Irving, because the Mavs get going here in about, what, a week?
I mean, they got their final preseason game coming up here. And so, yeah, the Mavericks are going to get going here.
Next Wednesday, right?
Mavericks looking for some revenge this year. You've got over at The Athletic, they had a really great profile piece with Kyrie Irving. This is one that Sam Amick wrote last week. And it says, Kyrie Irving unplugged, Mavs guard talks, accountability, Dallas's mission, Olympics, and more. And there's a lot of stuff in here that when you look over it, it's traditional leadership stuff, or like, you know, oh, last year we were so close, we want to get closer, you know, we've got this and that, the Team USA getting left off of the Olympic team, and man, I'd love to. Kyrie did say his goal right now is to make the Olympic team in 2028. He wants to play for the Olympic team. He said if that doesn't happen, he, like, if the US didn't put him on, he wouldn't mind playing for Australia in 2028. And so a lot of different things here, but I thought there were three areas that
by the way, real quick, would you, because I remember there was talking points about it, would you have a problem if you were an athlete and you didn't make the U.S. Olympic team, but you had an opportunity because of some family heritage to go play for Scotland's or whoever, which I probably could because I'm a lord.
You are.
Is that okay?
Okay for who?
Yes.
Like, if I'm in Scotland, I don't want it. Like, no, I'm not going to be your backup country. If I'm in the U.S., it's like, okay, all right. I mean, you weren't good enough to make ours, so go on, do whatever you got to do. Right. Dual citizenship is a thing, Chop, okay?
Hey, listen, I know, I get those Instagram messages all the time. Do you want to become a citizen of Italy?
It is funny, though, the idea of Kyrie Irving being Australian. Like that, like how it's, he was born there.
Why
he
is didn't that?
Because he wasn't there at all, hardly. Like, I think he moved there when he was under a year old, and yet it's enough to where it's like, oh yeah, he's one of us. Let's have him play for our team.
Play with Josh Giddey, him and Josh.
There was a point last year or 2 years ago where Dallas, I think, had like five guys on their roster that could have qualified for the Australian national team.
What are they doing?
Because Ryan Brokoff, Kyrie Irving, Dante Exum, there was somebody, like, I mean, they've had like a lot of Australian players.
They really have.
All right, so there were a couple of different, there were three different areas where I specifically thought this article, this profile piece, was really good. And the main one, the first one, was talking about his leadership growth. So Kyrie in this piece really emphasized his transformation as a leader over the years, and moving from a young player who struggled with how to handle truth and accountability to someone who now values like personal connection and understanding. And he said that when he first looked back at leadership, when that was something that somebody first wanted him to do, it was really tough because he thought it was a very isolated job. It was a very isolating role to be a leader. He says in this thing, he said, when things are going great, I think everybody's easy to be around to a certain degree. And that's what I was able to learn, man. I used to think leadership is just this lonely, lonely, lonely thing, and it's not. It's literally surrounding yourself with great-minded people, great-hearted people, and being able to ask them to push you at times when you're not able to push yourself. How are you going to pick up somebody else when they're not able to be their best? So I think that's a true testament of just what has happened throughout the past few years, not just coming to Dallas. Even when I was in Brooklyn, I was trying my best to turn to that next page in my chapter because I'd already dealt with a lot of the scrutiny from things that I felt were unfair at the time, whether it be the decision of not following the protocol rules of the vaccine or having a suspension over what transpired. All that stuff was heavy emotionally, and basketball was such a second fiddle to that. And I think him highlighting that importance of knowing his teammates on a human level beyond who they are as basketball players and understanding their personal lives and their challenges and everything else. Najee Marshall talked the other day out there at Mavericks practice. I saw Grant Afseth had this, that he was talking about Kyrie kind of hosting these, like, hey, everybody come over. Like, you know, guys, let's all go do a retreat together. And it's like, you know, Kyrie basically hosting everybody at his house for dinners and stuff like that. And we heard about the Adelson dinner recently where all the players went over there. And so I think that that's really good that Kyrie has become gone from the loner and viewing leadership as a, oh, no, I got to be the one to hold everybody to account. That's what leadership is, to change it and saying, no, leadership is connecting with all of these people and being somebody that they can lean on and trust and take, you know, take the lead from. He said, we have to build some sort of friendship in order to accomplish something special. So he says he emphasizes a strong bond, and that's really necessary when those difficult moments come. You're not going to be able to hold somebody accountable if you don't have a relationship with them in the first place.
I mean, that's a big part of it. You can't lead from a position of really not knowing them at all.
No, and
no one's going to follow you.
Dude, that's
you don't take the time to get to know people.
That's a big part of what, you know, when we talk about accountability and communication and those sort of things in the Cowboys locker room, for instance, not to make it totally about the Cowboys, but a couple weeks ago when we had Rocket Ismail on Cowboys Crosstalk, Rocket had said, you can hold people accountable. You can get in somebody's face in a locker room. He's like, but they have to know, like, you love them. They have to know that it's coming from a place of, I want what's best for you. He's like, if you never establish that relationship, then you just come off as mean.
You can't do that and not know. You can't do that to somebody and not know their wife's name.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Or kids' names. Or how many, you don't even know the kids, but how many kids they have.
Absolutely.
You can't do that.
Absolutely. He talked a lot about all the controversies from his past. He did say that he feels like he was misunderstood, but he does take ownership of the actions. He said, my accountability is there. I do take my accountability. He says that his intent was never to hurt or divide people. We've heard that. But I think it's good that he can say, I still feel like I was misunderstood, but I have to own that my actions still have a perception to them and they still make people feel a certain way. And I have to be responsible for how emotionally charged that can become. That is my fault. It is my fault that, or not my fault, that's my ownership. I have to own that that's a reality for people. So that was, those two things I think were really, really interesting. Maybe a little bit later. I know we're running up against it. Maybe a little bit later during one of the other segments.
Hang on. We're not going to have any time for the WNBA update, Bobby.
I mean, the buckets were flowing.
I don't think that's their team name.
They were just every time there was a pass or a shot, I was like, "What?"
I wanted to do that. I wanted to throw you to the wolves there.
I know Sabrina Ionescu made the logo 3 at the buzzer.
It was logo 3.
Luka tweeted about it. Luka Doncic last night. Not Luka Choppy.
I thought you meant my son. I was like, "What?"
No.
I gotta go. I'm buying a monitor. I don't like. I think he's on Twitter, but I don't really know for sure.
No. Luka Doncic tweeted about it. He said, "What a shot!" with 3 fire emojis. Yeah. So he was a big fan of it. But
2-1 Liberty lead.
Liberty's been leading for a lot longer than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 200 something years.
Hashtag America.
Yeah.
No, we'll get into a little bit later. There's some good stuff in here from Kyrie about the culture that Jason Kidd and Nico Harrison have provided for him to be able to thrive and hold people accountable, and how that's really made a difference. It's a really good introspective look at how the Mavericks have been able to make this work when it hasn't worked anywhere else.
Peyton Russell has the by the way, I think we have a nickname for Caitlin in the back.
What's that?
Well, she works at Twin Peaks, so we're gonna call her Scenic Views.
Oh, so then Sean will come in here and say, hey, Cece. Because he's got to take the first, syllable.
Scenic is, oh.
He's got to take the first syllable and repeat it. Hey, Pay, Rye, Rye, Cece. That's what's frustrating to me. We can't call you RR. That just sounds weird.
RR. What's coming up with the payload?
Guys, we're going to cancel JJ Watt after this disgusting act. And if she can't cook, then just divorce her. That's next on the phone.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment? I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right.
Volume. I'm so predictable.
I told you, John.
That's my thing. I've done that for months now. Whenever I start off the payload, just start off the same every time.
I just like it because right after my daughter says, Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping, you agree with it. You go, that is right.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, that's why I'm doing this segment. That's all I do is board up work, except for 6:40s on Thursday.
And 8:20 today.
Ooh, another payload? It's 8:20?
How young is Peyton Russell?
Time to make money.
We know you're kind of maxed out at one load. We know that.
Guys, we got a big load here on the payload, all right? We got a lot to get to. Jeez. Quick amount of time. Nice. kind of ironic with Sean out. But look. But look, the payload still goes on even without Sean here. So look, we all have these scenarios with our friends, right? In a group chat or just, you know, guys being dudes out by like a campfire drinking beer, and you're like, what if this happened? What if this, you know, this was the case? And so we have a scenario here on the Pat McAfee show where JJ Watt joined the guys yesterday, and they're doing like a, you know, ask me anything type thing. You know, they're like, hey, hashtag, I think it's hashtag Jage, and that's the question that they throw up there. Yeah, that's like, what they call JJ Watt.
They call me Arge.
Arge.
Same thing, yeah.
Bodge for Bobby. But look, well, so no, they're asking.
It only works with an initial, I think.
Oh, is it? you know, we're trying to find a nickname for Caitlin back here. So text in 877-881-1053. What's a nickname we can give Caitlin? So this is JJ Watt, and this is the interesting question that got brought up. You're at a friend's house. What do you do in this situation? And we're canceling JJ Watt after this.
From Greg, if you're at a friend's house and clog the toilet and there's no plunger, what do you do? Hashtag ask Jage.
This was the teaser. Now, Greg has been asking this question a lot.
Yes, he has.
And nobody will give this guy an answer.
Needs one.
Yeah, I agree.
I will.
Okay, thank you, Jage.
Yeah, you roll up your sleeve and you stick that hand down there and you do what you have to do. Then you wash that shit off. Hmm. You do what you have to do. You don't leave the toilet clogged at your friend's house. You take care of that shit. You wash your hands thoroughly, maybe 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
You dry them off, and then you go back out to that party.
And shake everybody's hand, Greg. Mm-hmm. They don't even know what just happened. And if they go up there and dump and clog it, you know what's going to happen? They're going to leave it because they don't have the grit and the job that you do to get in there and grab your own shit.
Look, do we live in an era where, like, we're afraid to tell people, hey, we pooped? We made an oopsie. Like is it really that big of a deal? Yeah. You know, you made a mistake. You clogged the toilet. Like, it happens, you know? But do we really live in an age where, like, because I remember when I was younger, that was a big thing, you know? It's like, oh, you know, if you go to a girl's house, don't tell them you clogged the toilet or anything. You just got to take care of it yourself. But I don't get the big point of why we can't just tell people, hey, we clogged the toilet. My mistake. How do I get unclogged?
Ooh, man, this is a tough one because I agree with you. You should be able to just, I would have just announced to the world, hey, I'm gonna go do this.
You should, but yeah, for some reason you just can't. I don't know why you just can't. You can't tell them you did that.
Yeah.
Is it a turnoff if, let's say, you know, you and Sarah first date here. You go back to your place. She goes in the bathroom number 2, clogs it up. Is it a turnoff for you?
Didn't you have this happen?
I had a first date. With a girl, and we went to I was like
Taco 20, Bell.
I was like 22. Where do they? What was the place they raised the flag at?
Ponchos.
Raise the flag.
Yeah. And we go there, and we go back to her apartment, and she's just having a conversation, and like she gets up, she walks into the bathroom door, she walks into the bathroom, and the bathroom is around the corner of her apartment, and the door was open. So she's just chatting, talking through the door, and I was like in the other room, so I'm like, all right, I'm sick of just yelling. Let me just walk over there. I assume she's just, you know, doing her hair or whatever. No, she's just sitting on the toilet and like a smack in the face as I cross the threshold of the door, just like the waft. Oh,
I had no idea about this until yesterday. I mean, I knew they had signs all over the place. Joe Looney last night on Cowboys Crosstalk told us that Garrett at Valley Ranch put all of his slogans and stuff or like stories. He would put them on the inside of the stalls.
Oh, heck yeah.
So when you were going to the bathroom as a player, all you had to look at was the Jason Garrett Man in the Arena story or whatever else.
That's awesome. That's actually pretty cool. So, yeah, I don't know why people don't, you know, just say that, but they don't. So, you know, if you really have a hang up about that, then I don't know. I think you got to do what JJ Watt did.
You agree with JJ Watt?
I mean, I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
But I think if I was more of a man.
Because if no one knows, if you don't tell anyone, then I guess you never really did it, right?
Yeah, now I would probably.
That's a secret I keep to myself.
All right, so you hit the flush, it clogs. Mm-hmm. I would wait for the water to trickle down to get low again, and I'd probably flush again.
Trickle down economics.
Yeah, and then see if that fixed it. You know, see if it was just like one of those, like, hey, you know, I just needed a couple of them. That sometimes happens.
RJ the plumber. So if I have an issue, I can hit you up.
Yeah, just don't ask him to mount a TV.
I'm fine with that. I got one of those snakes that I had to throw down there.
Oh, yeah.
And as luck would have it, my snake wasn't long enough.
Aw.
No pun intended.
That's the point, Peyton. Oh, you know? Jeez.
Kind of trying to top the joke like Bobby does.
817 says Caitlin's nickname, Bruce.
Bruce Johnson?
Bruce?
Go ahead, Peyton.
Maybe we got to explain that one. All right, it's the payload every Thursday at this time, 6:40.
It's actually a really good one.
Okay, if your wife can't cook, what's her point? What's the point? Like, that's the question here. I mean, you got a bunch of things that, you know, the guy is responsible for. And if the woman can't cook, you know, what's the point? No, not being rude here. But look, this is a story here where, look, there's plenty of icks that go on in a relationship. You know, you have your do's and your don'ts, and this is a husband. Look, he's 28 years old. He's dating he's married to his wife, who's 31. She can't cook. And it's not just, she can't cook like a New York strip steak or, you know, a good pasta or burger. She came and cooked mac and cheese, and he has literally thought to divorce his wife because of this. Is it justified? If they can't cook, if they're just, you know, they're just, you know, live with you, I guess, to be with you. I mean, what's the point, really?
Well, there's a point.
Okay.
What do you mean, what's the point, really?
I'm joking.
Your girlfriend is a cook?
Yeah.
It's dino nuggets.
Oh, that's cooking.
Not only
she does cook. She cooked 3 times last week. Okay.
What'd you make?
There's burgers and then a pasta.
Okay. What was the
third? Sounds like two. That sounds like the third.
Well,
he's
pasta's
saying.
Pasta's plural, I guess. Two pastas. Oh. Usually go 2 pastas in a week.
Two pastas. Yeah, I would say that you know, not only does she not cook, she was kind of flexing over at Sean's house a few weeks back when she actually showed up for the first time. She was flexing at Sean's house a few weeks back. She was like, "Oh yeah, Peyton does all the cooking. Like Peyton's in there just whipping it up while I'm sitting on the couch watching TV or something."
Yeah, I mean, if she doesn't cook, I don't really care. I mean, Sarah does all the cooking, but
I mean, Kristen cooks and cleans, and I mean, clearly she's my wife, but she actually gets mad, like offended if like she makes something and she makes a lot of it, and if I don't have the like leftovers polished off after 4 days or something, like I've eaten it 3 times already, then she's like, well, I'm gonna stop making it because then you never eat it. You don't think it's very good.
Oh, here we go.
She gets very like, she always thinks I'm. I told her, I was like, I always tell you directly, like, you'll come up being like, what do you think of this new outfit? I'm like, I don't like it. You shouldn't wear it. And then she'll be like,
she gets mad at you for saying that?
Then she's like, and she gets mad. I'm like, okay, but this gives you the confirmation that when I tell you it looks good, you know, I'm not just saying that.
It's weird. Like, would you rather she doesn't cook at all? Or doesn't do anything else.
See, I love cooking. So, like, and the majority of the time, I'm the cook. I'll take over. And Mackenzie has offered, my girlfriend. She's like, well, I'll cook this meal. If you want, I go, no, I got it. I'm fine.
Like, I have no problem. Like, I would much rather, I can't cook. Like, I'm just not good.
It's never been a turnoff for me. Like, if a woman is like, I can't cook, it's like, okay, like, it doesn't affect if I'm going to date you or not.
Yeah, I do a lot of the laundry. She'll push back because I say all the laundry and... She's like, well, technically I did this. Well, she does. She sometimes I put it in. I do most of the folding. I'm a big folder. I don't put any of it away, though. That's my fault.
Oh, I can't.
I fold it on the bed, and I leave it there.
I can't, yeah.
And then at 10 o'clock at night, ready to go to bed, it's like, ah, crap.
Putting it away, it's like, if I were to do the laundry, because Kristen's like, can you help out just like a little? And I'm like, yeah, I'm willing to help out. But here's the thing is that if I fold the laundry, first off, I'm going to get overwhelmed very quickly, where it's like, shirts, shorts, pants, underwear, like that's what I figure. How are there all these other subcategories with little girls, like all these other items of clothing that I don't know about? And so it's like, well, I don't know where to, this goes in the miscellaneous pile.
Look at my sock, look at my underwear drawer. Like, I fold my underwear and like put it like in a nice row.
Oh, look at that. That's beautiful. And so what I tell Kristen all the time is it's like, I can do it, but then you're going to get mad that like, they don't know where their clothes are. It's because they're all put in the wrong place. I'm like, yeah, because I'm an idiot. Like you made me do it.
Is, right. is this the same? Is this an accurate comparison about like if a woman can't cook, is it the same as like a guy can't do yard work?
Like, I mean, what year are we in? Are we allowed to say this? Are we allowed to talk about
it's
this?
It's a payload. I think you can.
Okay. I mean, look,
Peyton's name's on the segment.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Peyton's name's on the segment.
So if Jerry gets mad, he has to answer.
It's your fault. It's your fault.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, look, you're a guy. You gotta be able to mow your lawn. You gotta be able to change a tire. You gotta be able to mow your lawn. There are certain things you gotta do.
Mowing the lawn.
You don't have to do them. Right, you don't have to mow. Like you can pay somebody.
If you don't know how to mow a lawn, I feel like that's a deeper issue than just.
You could choose that. You could have. Yeah. You could have another. I don't have time. Or whatever. That's fine. But you got to know how to do it.
Yeah. See, now I don't know how to change a tire.
Robert,
I don't.
It's screws. You unscrew it.
I'm sure I can figure it out. I've never had to do it though.
This will be great YouTube content. We got.
Have you really never had a flat?
Like not, I've never had anything more than just something. I've had nails in the tire, and so I just fill it up and then I go get it fixed. But it's never been just flat. I've never had a blowout or anything.
Okay.
My dad taught me early when I was in high school. Like we would go out there, you know, once a week to change a tire for like a month straight. But I haven't touched a tire since then.
You know what? My son's about to start driving here in a little bit. He gets his permit in 2 months.
Oh boy.
I think it's a good idea. I never thought of how I was going to teach him to do that, but I've got
invite us over. We can have like a whole class session.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
There we go.
You're not going to take him up to the farm where you learned at that girl's house to drive or whatever he taught.
I didn't learn how to drive at the farm.
You learned a lot that summer.
Herd cattle and be scared to death of a what do they call them? Jersey cows or whatever they are. All right, it is the payload here on 105.3 The Fan. We're good. All right, good. Very nice, Peyton Russell. That's good. That was a pretty decent one. He offended half the population. Awesome.
It is over half. 50.6%.
Thanks to the 6 o'clock hour, 6 a.m. club for joining us here at 105.3 The Fan. They have closed the loophole in college football and the 20 minutes that changed the Georgia Texas game. It's all coming up next in the college football kegger on Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan.